Good morning and welcome to this very important service, as our remembrance, our service of remembrance. And you'll realise that at the end of this service we parade along to the war memorial for our act of remembrance. But I'll hand over to George, who will no doubt intimate that again, but we'll see.
The intimations this morning. We welcome everyone to our service this morning, especially if you're commemorating Remembrance Day in church and afterwards at the War Memorial. The congregation will join with the uniformed organisations to walk to the memorial from the car park, but you can also make your own way along directly after the service. Please take care and observe instructions from our stewards and the police officers assisting with the parade and at the war memorial. Soup and sandwiches. Now, this is important. The Masonic Hall will be open for soup and sandwiches following the act of remembrance. Now, I live in Carnock and didn't realise you didn't have any water in Cairn Hill, or you got very low water. Unfortunately, there are very low or no water in the Masonic Lodge, but they're very clever people. They've thought in advance, and they've got all the soup, all the tea and everything all ready. The only thing you can't use is a toilet. So that bit. Please, please, you're most welcome to join us in the Masonic Lodge after the service. Christmas fair. This is always one I like. Thank you. Our Christmas craft fair was a tremendous success. Now, I'm the treasurer, and you're about to find out why I'm so happy about this. It was enjoyed by all who attended and raised a marvellous sum of over £1,500. Yes! Many thanks for all who were involved in organising and running the event, and all who supported it too. Warm Spaces and Sanctuary Cinema. We're pleased to announce that the church is taking part in the Warm Spaces initiative once again. The church is now open on Thursday afternoons between 1 and 5pm until the end of March next year. This week, the 14th of November, and every 2 weeks, the Sanctuary Cinema will operate. The first film is The Lady in the Van. And on alternative weeks, there'll be games and other activities, as well as teas and coffees. Discussion group. The Eternity Discussion Group is meeting every second Tuesday at 7pm in the Irene Patterson Room to conclude our series on prophets with Amos. Next oblique final meeting is the 19th of November. Please contact Derek if you want further information on 882190. Bankhead Farm Shop. The farm shop is open once again, selling fresh produce. Hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily except Wednesdays. Please support all our local businesses. And finally, other intimations. There are other intimations on the printed sheet. This is available on our website or via the Facebook page if you do not have a copy. Now, for those in Zoom, here's a quick look at the service. Thank you.
It's good to be in worship this morning. We begin by singing hymn number 161, O God, Our Help in Ages Past.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Let's dedicate our offering. Almighty God, accept the gifts we offer. Bless us in our giving and our gifts in their use. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We worship God now in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, on this Remembrance Sunday, we offer you our worship and praise. Here we remember that Jesus is called the Prince of Peace, and that you call upon us to love and serve each other. Your command to love is above all other commands. You sent Jesus to reveal your love, and through him call upon us to follow his example. Our joy today is tinged with sadness when we see the many ways in which humanity is divided. We think of those divisions of nationality and ethnicity, divisions that create prejudice and make us nervous of each other. We know how easy it is to fall out with others and regard others as the enemy. So we ask you to break through the barriers that lie between us. And if we have been guilty of any wrong, if we have looked at the other, if we have forgotten your command to care, we ask for forgiveness. Forgive us for the things that we have done, said, and thought that we are ashamed of. Forgive us also for the good we failed to do, the words we should have said, and for those moments when we have been unthinking and thoughtless. We know that you are the one who forgives. You are the one who remakes relationships. You are the one through whom we make this world a better place. We pray that you will be with us today as we give thanks for those who serve, especially those who risk life and limb to make this world a better place. And now we ask you to hear us as we use the words that Jesus taught, the prayer that we know as the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We come now to our Bible readings. Hannah is going to read as a member of the guiding movement and Tia as part of the scouting movement as we hear words from Psalm 146 and from John chapter 15. If those who are reading would like to come out and read for us. Old Testament first and then New Testament. Who's got the first reading? Right. Would you like to stand? If you stand in front of the microphone, that would be great.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I'll praise the Lord all my life. I'll sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plan comes to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord, their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I kept my Father's command and remained in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are friends if you do as I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I call friends. For everything that I've learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other.
Very well read, thank you. We sing now hymn number 468, Son of God, Eternal Saviour. The hymn that we have just sung was first published in 1894, 20 years before the outbreak of the First World War, or the Great War as it was known then. I did wonder if this hymn had been written in response to the First World War and the growing tensions of the interwar years. The writer of this hymn published it in 1894, but he lived on to 1932, and I wondered if it had been written in the 1920s in response to where the world was then. The Great War, as it came to an end, was meant to be the war to end all wars. That's what was said in 1918, on that day that we remember so well, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, when the guns fell silent. There's a lot in the hymn that transcends many times. If you think it was written long before we knew about world war. Come, Lord Jesus, reign among us, King of love and Prince of peace. Hush the storm of strife and passion, bid its cruel discord cease. Yours the prayer and yours the purpose, that your people should be one. Grant from heaven our hope's fruition, here on earth your will be done. What we know from history is that 100 years ago, a mere 6 years after the war ended, the seeds of the Second World War were busy germinating in Europe and beyond. And that's why the Great War is known as the First World War, because we were about to have another world war. So these words from 130 years ago are both old and new. The words come from a time long, long ago, before the 20th century and the two world wars. And of course, next year, as we get to 2025, it'll be 80 years since the end of the Second World War. And so that means that those who have a real memory of that war are remembering from childhood. There are very few now who have any memory of actually taking part in that war. 25 years ago, there was a kind of hope. Now, this is long before you youngsters were even born, but 25 years ago doesn't seem all that long for some of us who are a bit older. But if you remember back to 1999, and there was a kind of hope within us that as we went from the 20th century to the 21st century, we were going to begin something new. We would leave behind a century marked by two world wars. All those names on the war memorial that we'll see shortly when we go, we parade down there for our act of remembrance. But this century has not proved to be a peaceful century. There is much in the world today that makes the words of Lowry's hymn, that hymn that we sang just a moment or two ago, as relevant today as it was in the 19th century and in the 20th century. If you listen to those words, hush the storm of strife and passion, bid its cruel discords cease. How much in our world today echoes those days leading up to the two world wars of last century. The need for us to remember why we gather at war memorials is probably more important now than it has ever been. And that's because we don't have many people now to tell us what the two world wars were like. The names recorded on the war memorial are just ordinary people like us, and many of them were not much older than the youngsters here. They fought and died hoping for a better world, a more peaceful future for people like us. I'm sure you will have heard the words if you were listening or watching the Festival of Remembrance yesterday on the TV. You would have heard the words that they gave their tomorrow. Sorry, they gave their present for our tomorrow. What they did is something that affects us. The world would have been a very different place, bar those folk who went and fought in those wars. There was a clear intent in the years following the First World War that the cenotaph in London and war memorials up and down the country would be in memory of those who fell. In 1919, there was a real fear that if we built memorials, they would be all about victory. They would all be about politicians and leaders and generals and people like that. And thankfully, that was not the case. Since the war memorial here was put up in 1922, we have remembered those who fell. We have not talked about victory. We've talked about those who gave so that we could enjoy peace. And in our age, we are very aware of how bad war is. How many times on television, if you're listening or watching the news reader will say something along the lines of, this next bit of the program contains images that may distress you. In the 12 months since we last met on Remembrance Sunday, there have been two conflicts very much in the news. There is the ongoing war in Ukraine, and that war that was just in its beginning stages in the Middle East. The brutality of war is presented to us in pictures from Gaza and Lebanon and beyond. The loss is presented to us in pictures from Ukraine. And in all of these conflicts, people claiming that they are right, and yet the wrong is revealed in the faces of the bereaved. The determination of leaders to do whatever to maintain power seems undiminished. And as the years pass, there is no let up, and we fear that these wars, amongst the other wars across the face of the earth, could draw in other nations if we are not careful. Some people might say, if we're going to the war memorial to remember how important peace is because of the cost of war, are we being ineffectual since the world isn't at peace? But actually, the very fact that we gather to remember is a reminder to those in authority that we do remember, that we do care, and that we are saying we do not want another world war. We who have freedom recognize our responsibility to those who paid the ultimate price for that freedom. Many today will remember Jesus' words, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And it is vital that we remember that this love cannot be based on hating your enemy. If we take together all that Jesus said when commanding us to love, there are no exclusions. In different places, in different ways, Jesus asks us to love beyond limits. This is the love that goes beyond our prejudices, the love that goes as far as loving our enemies, a love that demands our whole being. Back when I was a teenager and standing in uniform at a war memorial, my parents could tell me about the Second World War. My grandparents told me about the First World War. I knew a lot of the stories. I stood there as someone who wanted to remember and knew it was important that we remember. In my mind were words from my day. I listened to quite a lot of what was then modern music. It's now quite old-fashioned. And there was a group called Barclay James Harvest who wrote an anti-war song, or maybe it's a pro-peace song, with the title Summer Soldier. And unusually for a rock band of the time, quoted Jesus. And in that song that I remember so well, there's a couple of lines. The Lord God said, love thy neighbor, break the circle, free the hater, call him a friend. And those words have stayed with me as words from your day will stay with you. So as we pause to remember, to think, to pray, it's not enough to stand there for a moment and walk away. Our act of remembrance is a reminder to remember. We are called to live out in our words and actions what people then on the war memorial served to give us, and also remembering that because ours is not a world at peace, we still send young men and women to serve us in very difficult places, often calling them peacekeepers in places where there is very little peace, and asking people in our name, wearing the uniform of our nation, to do some very difficult things. So as we stand at the war memorial, don't walk away and forget. Walk away and remember. And remember that Jesus said, my command is this, love each other. We're now going to take a moment to pray for our world. Let us pray. Almighty God, we reach out in prayer to those in need in our world. Today we think back to two world wars of last century, wars that are now going back into history, where so few remember what happened. We think of the pain of those times and all that has been left as a mark on our families as well as our nation. Remind us how good and right it is that we remember their sacrifice. As we remember, we know that our world is not a world of peace. And even today, servicemen and women are in places of danger, doing what many of us would find so difficult. And yet they go to places of need, to face danger. this morning, we cannot but remember the two conflicts that are so much in the news just now. That ongoing war in Ukraine, causing so much hurt, and with the possibility of it drawing in other nations. That conflict between Israeli and Palestinian, spreading beyond Gaza and the West Bank to Lebanon and beyond. We think of all of those who look at the other as the enemy, who spend their energy on what is wrong rather than what is right, seeking to destroy rather than build up. And so we remember these conflicts and all other conflicts across the earth. We pray for peace and ask you to help us in our words and actions to be peacemakers wherever we happen to be. Help us to look beyond the divisions of humanity to all that we hold in common. We pray for the leaders of the nations. We ask you to guide all who hold positions of power or authority across the face of the earth. Enable those who lead in the world today to be men and women of peace and to seek justice for all. As much as we pray for the leaders of other nations, so we pray for our own. We ask your blessing upon our king and the royal family. We ask you to give wisdom to all who serve as leaders in our nation. Help them to know what is right and give them the courage to do what is right. And as we go to gather at war memorials today, remind us of the cost of war so that we value peace. Remind us of all who carry the scars of conflict. Comfort those who remember and know the pain of loss. Our prayer is for a day when in our nation and in our world there is true peace for all peoples and all nations. We offer our prayers and seek your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing now hymn 159, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided.
Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided. Our shelter inspired us, cheered us on our way.
national anthem, God Save the King. Value that peace that you have. Live, speak, do what is right in the world. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.